Mubadala just cleared $3 billion from a single listed position in 10 weeks, and that speed tells you something critical about how Gulf sovereign capital is repositioning itself right now. Here is what happened. In March 2026, Mubadala sold 28.8 million GlobalFoundries shares for $1.18 billion through an SEC Form 144 filing. Then in May, the fund launched an unregistered block sale of 22 million more shares, priced at 86.30 to 86.80 per share, generating $1.91 billion in proceeds. The May trade launched on May 26 and settled on May 28 with Cleary Gottlieb as legal counsel. After both sales, Mubadala retains approximately 73% of GlobalFoundries, down from 77% at the end of the first quarter. The fund's co-CEO of private equity, Camilla Languille, stated publicly that Mubadala remains highly committed to GlobalFoundries' strategic direction. This is not a relationship exit. It is a capital structure decision. But here is the thing. A $232 billion fund does not execute two block trades totaling over $3 billion in 10 weeks unless the urgency of redeployment outweighs the friction of a slower exit. The evidence on where Gulf sovereign capital is rotating is direct. In January 2026, Mubadala Capital announced an intention to collaborate with KAIO, described as a provider of institutional on-chain infrastructure for regulated real-world assets. Also in January, Zawiya reported that Mubadala Capital was seeking co-investment opportunities in private markets through a new $554 million fund. In December 2025, Mubadala and Aldar launched a joint investment management platform called Aldar Capital, targeting a $1 billion fund size with a 2026 launch. For a portfolio manager at an institution holding GFS equity, the block sale priced at 86.30 to 86.80 per share sets a near-term price anchor. Model downward pressure as the market absorbs 22 million newly distributed shares and watch secondary pricing over the next 2 weeks before adjusting your position. For someone building tokenization infrastructure or operating a real-world asset platform, a $232 billion fund just demonstrated twice in one quarter that it wants faster and more flexible capital deployment than traditional block trades allow. The Mubadala Kayo collaboration tells you the fund is already in the market for on-chain infrastructure solutions, build for sovereign-grade compliance requirements and settlement precision. The demand is not theoretical. For a treasury officer or CFO at a company with concentrated listed equity on your balance sheet, this is a case study in the hidden costs of illiquidity at scale. Two block trades, two rounds of legal fees, two rounds of market signaling, and a two-day settlement window. Model those friction costs now before you need the liquidity. Watch for any public statement from Mubadala in the next 90 days, naming specific redeployment targets, AI infrastructure deals, or private credit commitments from Abu Dhabi in Q3 2026 would confirm the rotation thesis. And watch whether other Gulf sovereign funds follow with similar exits from legacy industrial or semiconductor positions. One sale is a decision. Two or three across ADA, PRF, or Mubadala's own remaining GFS stake is a regional pattern.